Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Countdown is a nonfiction book by epidemiologist Shanna H. Swan, written with Stacy Colino, that examines the declining state of human fertility in the modern world, drawing on reproductive epidemiology, environmental health research, and Swan's own widely cited sperm count analysis. The book argues that everyday chemical exposures are contributing to measurable changes in reproductive development and fertility in both men and women. Its purpose is not only to present a scientific case for concern, but also to explain why the problem matters for families, public health, and future generations. The book is framed as an urgent investigation into how common products and industrial chemicals may interfere with hormones during critical stages of development. It is written for general readers as well as scientifically minded audiences, combining accessible explanation with a strong evidence-based warning about reproductive decline and the limits of current chemical safety standards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book centers on the documented decline in sperm counts as a population-level signal. One of the book's most important contributions is its focus on sperm count decline as a measurable and biologically meaningful indicator of reproductive health. Swan is known for synthesizing large-scale evidence, suggesting that sperm concentration has fallen substantially in parts of the world over recent decades. Rather than treating this as a narrow male health issue, the book uses it as a warning sign for the broader reproductive environment humans now inhabit. This framing matters because sperm count is not merely a laboratory number, it is closely tied to fecundity and can signal wider developmental disruption. The argument is built around the idea that fertility changes should be understood at the population level, not just as isolated individual diagnoses. By anchoring the discussion in epidemiological research, the book gives readers a way to think about reproductive decline as a public health trend with social consequences, rather than as anecdotal concern or lifestyle rumor. Secondly, endocrine-disrupting chemicals are presented as a major driver of reproductive harm. A central theme in Countdown is the role of endocrine-disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, in altering reproductive development. The book argues that synthetic compounds found in plastics, personal care products, food packaging, and other everyday materials can interfere with hormone signaling at very low doses. This is a significant point because hormonal systems guide development, fertility, and sexual maturation, meaning disruption during sensitive windows can have lasting consequences. The book does not treat chemical exposure as a vague environmental concern. It connects specific modern materials to specific biological pathways. That makes the discussion concrete and policy relevant. It also helps explain why fertility problems may appear even in people who are otherwise healthy. By emphasizing ubiquity, the book shows that exposure is not limited to rare accidents or industrial settings. Instead, it is embedded in ordinary life, which makes the reproductive risk both widespread and difficult to avoid without broader change. Thirdly, prenatal and early life exposure receive special attention as critical developmental windows. The book pays close attention to timing, especially exposure during pregnancy and early development. This is a key analytical strength because reproductive systems are shaped long before adulthood, and small hormonal disturbances during fetal life can influence later fertility, genital development, and related traits. Countdown stresses that the programming window in utero may determine aspects of reproductive health that only become visible years later. This approach helps readers understand why consequences can appear delayed and why adult outcomes often reflect conditions experienced before birth. It also broadens the issue beyond men alone, showing that both male and female reproductive development can be affected. The emphasis on developmental timing shifts the book away from a simplistic adult lifestyle model and toward a life course model of reproductive health. In practical terms, this means prevention has to begin early, and public health responses must consider pregnant people, infants, and children as especially vulnerable populations. Fourthly, the book critiques outdated chemical regulation and safety thresholds. Another major dimension of the book is its critique of regulatory systems that have not kept pace with endocrine science. Swan and the sources referenced around the book emphasize that many current safety standards are built around assumptions that do not fit endocrine-disrupting chemicals well, especially the idea that higher doses are always more harmful than lower ones. The book argues that very low doses can still have biologically significant effects, and that standard toxicology may miss non-linear responses or long-term developmental impacts. This matters because it explains why harmful exposures can persist, even when products are technically regulated. The regulatory critique is not merely political. It is grounded in a mismatch between how hormones work and how chemicals are often assessed. By highlighting this gap, the book pushes the reader to think beyond personal responsibility and toward systemic reform. it suggests that meaningful protection of fertility requires changes in testing, labeling, and policy, not just individual caution. Lastly, Countdown combines scientific reporting with practical exposure reduction guidance. The book is not limited to diagnosis. It also offers practical advice for reducing exposure to potentially harmful chemicals in daily life. This includes awareness of sources such as plastics, packaged goods, cosmetics, and other consumer products that may contain endocrine-active substances. The value of this section is that it translates complex research into habits readers can actually evaluate and, in some cases, change. At the same time, the book avoids pretending that individual choice alone can solve a structural problem. Its practical guidance is paired with a larger call for societal action, which gives it balance and credibility. That combination distinguishes the book from purely academic treatments and from simplistic wellness advice. Readers are given both a scientific explanation and a realistic sense of what can be modified at the personal level, while broader policy change remains necessary. In this way, the book serves as both an educational resource and a bridge between research and everyday decision-making. In conclusion, Countdown is best suited for readers who want a serious, research-based account of fertility decline, environmental chemicals, and reproductive health policy. Scientists, health professionals, students, and general readers interested in public health will all find value in its clear synthesis of epidemiology and environmental toxicology. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers identify where reproductive risks may come from in ordinary life, while its intellectual benefit is that it shows how fertility trends can be interpreted through the lens of endocrine disruption and developmental biology. The book stands out in its category because it does more than describe a health concern. It links a large body of research to a coherent explanation of why reproductive outcomes may be worsening, and it does so in a way that is accessible without becoming simplistic. Compared with many books on fertility or environmental health, it is unusually focused on evidence, mechanism, and public consequence. That combination makes it especially useful for readers looking for both scientific context and a realistic understanding of what individual and collective response might require. If you would like to support Shanna H. Swan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.